Here in 1852, the Eagle Quarry opened the first slate pit in Pulteney. Reorganized in 1874, it was renamed the Eureka Quarry and produced a popular roofing slate called Eureka Unfading Green. The Eureka is still quarrying slate today with colors that include purple, green, and sea green. This is one of the many quarries where Doc Williams worked.
That's an old, old quarry. I don't know, 100 and some years that's been running, maybe 140, 150. It's a big hole.
The quarries became their own towns and were almost self-sufficient. Around the Eureka Quarry, the hamlet of Farmersville developed. It had its own blacksmith shop, general store, and post office. Many of these weathered buildings were likely the slate-working shanties. Blocks of slate were blasted loose in the quarry and hauled to the shanties on metal carriages suspended from aerial cables powered by machinery in a cable house. The cables were rigged to a quarry stick raised on top of the slate dump. Each quarry was known for different traits. As Doc notes,
there's all kinds of colors in the valley. North Pulteney is all color up there. There's nothing up there really that fades. It's just good rock. There's a nice unfading green there in a model and a variegated, which is mostly purple with green streaks. Oh, it's pretty, pretty. You'll see it. The high school's got it here, and it lasts forever.
Continue through one of the few dairy farms that remain operational in the Pulteney area. Continue on Saltus Road till you reach a sharp turn with a cemetery on the left.